Matthew chapter 16. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and sorrowful. O you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah." And he left them and departed. And when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Yeshua said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread." Which, when Yeshua perceived, he said to them, "O you of little faith, why reason you among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember, the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I spoke it not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees?" Then understood they how he had told them, not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. When Yeshua came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But whom say you that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Yeshua answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my congregation, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Yeshua the Messiah. From that time forward began Yeshua to show to his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from you, Lord, this shall not be unto you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get you behind me, Satan. You are an offence to me, for you savour not the things that are of God, but those that are of men." Then said Yeshua to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what has a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Truly, I say unto you, there are some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days Yeshua took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his clothes were white as the light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said to Yeshua, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were greatly afraid. And Yeshua came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Yeshua only. And as they came down from the mountain, Yeshua charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man is risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Yeshua answered and said to them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things, but I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatever they desired. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And when they had come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and miserably suffering, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Yeshua answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I forbear you? Bring him here to me. And Yeshua rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Yeshua apart, and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Yeshua said to them, Because of your unbelief. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, Remove away to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. However, this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. And while they stayed in Galilee, Yeshua said to them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. And when they had come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Does not your master pay tribute? He said, Yes. And when he had come into the house, Yeshua anticipated him, saying, What think you, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said to him, Of strangers. Yeshua said to him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go you to the sea and cast a hook and take up the fish that first comes up. And when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. That take and give to them for me and you. Matthew chapter 18. At the same time came the disciples to Yeshua, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Yeshua called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But whoever shall offend one of these little ones which believes in me, it would be better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offences, for it must need be that offences come, but woe to that man by whom the offence comes. Therefore, if your hand or your foot offends you, cut them off and cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if your eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How think you, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not... How think you, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which has gone astray? And if so be that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the congregation. But if he neglects to hear the congregation, let him be to you as a heathen man and a publican. Truly, I say unto you, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Yeshua said to him, I say not to you until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had nothing to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and dismissed him, and forgave the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said to him, O you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should not you also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his Lord was angry, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due to him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Matthew chapter 19. And it came to pass that when Yeshua had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coasts of Judea beyond the Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisees also came to him, tempting him and saying to him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh? Therefore they are no more two but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put apart. They said to him, Why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorce and to put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whoever shall put away his wife, unless it is for fornication, and shall marry another, commits adultery, and whoever marries her which is put away does commit adultery. His disciples said unto him, If the case of the man is so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, All men cannot receive this saying, except they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there are eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Then were there brought to him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Yeshua said, Allow little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed therefrom. And behold, one came and said to him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said to him, Why call you me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which? Yeshua said, You shall do no murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honour your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbour as yourself. The young man said to him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Yeshua said to him, If you will be perfect, go and sell that you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Yeshua to his disciples, Truly I say to you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Yeshua saw them and said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said to him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed you. What shall we have therefore? And Yeshua said to them, Truly I say to you, that you which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has forsaken houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my name's sake, shall receive 100 times, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire labourers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the labourers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, Go you also into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and said to them, Why stand you here all the day idle? They said to him, Because no man has hired us. He said to them, Go you also into the vineyard, and whatever is right, that shall you receive. So when evening had come, the lord of the vineyard said to his steward, Call the labourers and give them their hire, beginning from the last to the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. and when they had received it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, "These last have worked but 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I do you no wrong. Did not you agree with me for a penny? Take that yours is, and go your way. I will give unto this last even as unto you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. And Yeshua, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said to them, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again." Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshipping him, and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, "What will you?" She said to him, "Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on your right hand and the other on the left, in your kingdom." But Yeshua answered and said, "You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said to him, "We are able." And he said unto them, "You shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with, but to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were moved with indignation against the two brothers. But Yeshua called them to him and said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And, behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Yeshua passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, you Son of David." And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, you Son of David." And Yeshua stood still and called them and said, "What will you that I shall do to you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Yeshua had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him.